the rest of the story. Eugene Orowitz was a javelin man, the best in his high school. A mere 5 feet four and 115 pounds, he could still throw that javelin farther than the other boys. Baseball, football, Eugene was always the last one picked, and yet when it came to the javelin, others competed. None compared. Eugene used to practice with an old bent javelin, but that didn't matter. He knew what he could do was more of a gift than something you get from sweat, and he believed something else. He believed that the real secret of his specific athletic success was his hair. His hair. And that brings us to the rest of the story. One day, scrawny Eugene saw the movie Samson and Delilah. Handsome, powerfully built Victor Mature starred as Samson. There was javelin throwing in that picture, you may recall. Anyway, Eugene saw mighty man Victor Mature with all of that long hair, and he, the boy, decided that he would grow his own. You know something? The longer Eugene's hair got, the stronger he got. A psychological thing, of course, but by the time Eugene's hair had grown all the way out, I mean hippie long, his javelin throwing arm was stronger than anybody's. By age 17, he was U.S. javelin throwing champion, recipient of a full sports scholarship at the University of Southern California. But once at USC, the hair Eugene was sure had got him there was universally scorned. This, you must remember, was pre-60s college. The other jocks told him to crew cut his hair the way the rest of them had. Eugene explained that he needed his long hair to throw long. They didn't buy it. So one day the weightlifters grabbed him and held him down and they shaved half of his head bald. Eugene was never quite the same after that. Certainly his throwing was not. To compensate for his lost power, he worked out furiously until his muscles spasmed and his ligaments tore and his elbow disintegrated into bone chips, but it was no use. The boys who had cut off his hair had cut out his heart. He would never throw the javelin again. In fact, Eugene dropped out of school shortly afterward, got a job unloading freight cars, but he never outdistanced the Samson complex. And yes, he did grow his hair long again, and he continued to believe that a massive mane was somehow unequivocally linked to his success in whatever endeavor he chose. You never knew Eugene Orowitz, the 115-pound weakling from Collingswood, New Jersey. Perhaps it's hard for you to imagine that he was once our nation's javelin-throwing champion, but he was. The promising scholarship at USC came from a self-confidence which was shorn on the weight room floor. He lost his Samson strength the day they cut his hair. And you know the man that boy became, the long-haired star of Little House on the Prairie and Stairway to Heaven, the late lovable Michael Landon. Only now you know the rest of the story.